On Stage is our look at what's happening on the boards across the country, from comedy shows to regional theater to, today, storytelling.
So they had this car that was made out of tractor tires, like put on their sides. And I was climbing around on this, and the fourth graders wanted me to, like, get the heck out of there. And they're like, get off this car. This is our car. And I wouldn't. But the third grader was like, oh, I'll get rid of them and get in. This sounds like the mob. Grade school is the mob.
Frieda and I had Eurail passes in our pockets. We had planned to travel all through Italy with Eurail passes because, I mean, my God, nobody in their right mind, a young woman would not hitchhike all through Italy. That's stupid. But, you know, when you're 20, you have this, you know, good ideas. You're like, I have a good idea. You know, instead of getting blown up into viscera and confetti, why don't we hitchhike?
I just knew when there was a beginning, and I could, for myself at least, tell what kind of an end this thing's going to have. Anyhow, I went all around for years, I don't know how many miles, looking for an answer to my question, when was the beginning? And so I went back to that old man up in the flat country, in the Ottawa country, and he said, I think there was no beginning, because if there was a beginning, there could be an ending. Since there is no ending, there could not be a beginning.
That last voice comes from the California Indian Storytelling Association. In the middle, the hitchhiking tale, that's the League for the Advancement of New England Storytelling. And to start, the Madison Storytellers in Wisconsin, with that story of a third-grade mobster. It turns out every state has storytelling venues. A new one in Florida is called the Orlando Story Club. It was co-founded by South African-born Robin Cowie, who has his own storytelling credentials. He co-produced the Blair Witch Project. He's now creative director of the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts in Orlando, which will house the Storytelling Club in the winter. Right now, it's something of a movable feast. Every gathering has a theme. One was, and then everything changed. And Robin Cowie joins us now from the WFME studios in Orlando with more. So, Robin, tell us more about how the Story Club works.
We pick a couple of different things. We pick a venue. We pick a charity, and all the proceeds go towards that charity. We do it once a month. And pretty much, other than the theme, we don't really know what is going to happen. Anybody who wants to tell a story is invited to come, and we have a magician, and he has literally a magic hat. And people write their name on a piece of paper and drop it into the hat, and we pull 10 names out of the hat. Stories must be 5 minutes or less, and, you know, on theme.
Well, we have some samples. Here's Kristen Prewitt. She's telling a story of traveling with a friend. They've just arrived at the airport in an African country, and she's really making fun of herself as a first-time traveler.
I'm holding the card. She's going to go to the bathroom, and then we're going to switch. So she goes in, comes out. No news, you know, nothing to report in there, I guess. I go into the bathroom, and whatever stall I happen to choose, there's no toilet, there's a hole in the ground. I come out of the bathroom, and I say to my friend, I was like, why didn't you tell me? And she was like, tell you what? I was like, there was no toilet. And she was like, I had a toilet.
That's a great story. Obviously, some repair or something going on in the stall that she was in. Just overall, like, what is the mission of the Story Club?
You know, the mission of the Story Club is truly to bring community together and really for people to share unprocessed emotion. There's a lot of artifice in our lives, you know, really, really sophisticated entertainment, which is great. But there really is something so special and pure and universal from just everyday people sharing everyday human experiences. I find that people get so charged up from just simply taking the time to kind of slow down and just listen to people talk.
Well, we have another clip. This is Robin Schulte. She's a 20-year member of another group, the Storytellers of Central Florida. She's telling a story, oddly, also about a ladies' room, but this one is chilling. It's about a brush with danger after going into a gas station bathroom with her daughter. Here's part of it.
We walked in that main door of the bathroom, and I have to tell you that public restrooms really creep me out. It's that deafening silence. And the hum of those fluorescent lights overhead, there's that ghostly stillness and the anonymity of those stalls.
So, Robin Cowie, some of these people, they have told a story before.
Yeah. There's open mic nights that happen around the city, and we're talking about bringing it in under the overall Orlando Story Club kind of umbrella.
So there's storytelling in other venues as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Orlando is ripe with storytelling across the board, from like the true, true professionals to complete amateurs who a lot of times people will just stumble into these open mic nights and then they become storytellers. If you're going to put your name in a hat, you're saying, I'm willing to stand up and speak in front of 200 to 300 people. So you have to be pretty brave.
Well, but why do you think it is that in this one city, and we're finding this across the country, there are so many storytelling venues. We know the show The Moth is hugely popular. Why do you think this is happening now?
It's happening now because it's true and it's honest. Even though there's no fact-checking in our storytelling. It's one person simply sharing their experience, and there's an immediacy and intimacy to that that is not processed. You don't derive it from the internet. You don't derive it from movies. It's true.
It's also happening in a time of chat rooms. Obviously, people want to be in a real room.
Yeah. You know, there's something about that live, visceral experience that you get from the theater. This experience is so much more personal. People want that.
Robin Cowie, one of the creators of the Orlando Story Club and also creative director of the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts there in Orlando, Florida. Robin, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
Let us know what you're doing on stage. Leave a comment with this story. Meanwhile, one last story. Steven Saker recalling a bike trip through Bolivia during which he was hit by a Bolivian Navy Jeep.
The occupants of this Jeep were high officials of the Bolivian Navy. The funny thing about the Bolivian Navy is that Bolivia doesn't even have an access to the sea. There is no sea! And so, as I picked myself up and dusted my dignity off and my pants off and so forth, it suddenly dawned on me, you know, I could have been the only victory that the Bolivian Navy had ever had in its entire history.